There are so many different approaches one can take to the brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei that it really does allow for this incredibly varied experience. So, for example, when we say v'yatzeinu k'batchila, we want to have our advisors as in the beginning. Who are the yatzim? So the Kesson Ha'ira explains that these are the yatzim malchus beistovah, these are the advisors. Of course, we were davening for the malchus, we're davening for the restoration of David HaMelech's house from Shiach. He's going to need advisors as well. So we want yatzeh beistovah, as mentioned in the Gemara. And they'll be able to inform the king how to be able to rule properly. But there's a deeper level as well. We also want that the Yetzer Hara should be able to advise us in Avodas Hashem, and how much more so the Yetzer Tov. Because everything, when Mashiach comes, there'll be a tikkun of all the midas. So even the Yetzer Hara, with its drives and passions and that sense of creativity and self, will be able to drive us and push us forward to Avodas Hashem. So the Avodah says it slightly differently. He says the klayos, the kidneys. That's where your wisdom and your etzah comes from. They'll be able to drive us to an inner awareness of the truth to be able to serve Hashem properly. But the point is that all of these things are meant to lead us to a complete sense of Avodah Hashem. And that's why the words v'yatzeinu is a gematria of 248. That we should be able to do all the mitzvahs properly, all the mitzvahs, I say, could be kavatchila. They should be totally done as they're meant to have been done in the past, in the sense of absolute fullness, as they were when the Beis HaMikdash was standing in the first place. They'll also be able to be done again as well, be done b'simcha, because now b'galus, we don't have the ability to do that. It's interesting that these mitzvahs, I say, are tools, or itin, as the Zohar calls it, to attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are advice, Gadol HaEitza, V'yatzeinu, Eitza from Hashem, divine advice, which we call Mitzvah Steiraisa, to teach us how to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, this really comes from Kedusha Arim, based on the Zohar, says the mitzvahs are itin. What is itin? Eitzas, advice. Every mitzvah has a deep advice, how through it you're able to see through the darkness and get to the light. The extent to which we do so is the parallel, proportional to the sense of energy that we put into the mitzvah. It creates light on that part of our neshama forever. So again, the idea of an eitzah is a mitzvah. It's good advice from Hashem, how to be able to attach ourselves to Him properly. In fact, the Sfas says, yeah, purpose of all mitzvahs is itin, eitzas, how to connect to Hashem, b'tchilur urechimu, with love and with fear. And that's what it means in the Shema, v'hayayim shamaya tishmu, al mitzvah say. Shmia is a mitzvah, sasei, how to come to Av of Hashem. And the shmia of the mitzvahs lo sasei, how to serve Hashem with a full heart, with a full soul. So when Mashiach comes, we're asking for two things. Yes, we're asking for Malchus Beis David to be able to function in its fullest way, but also that we ourselves in our own inner world should be able to serve Hashem in its fullest way possible, having this intuitive inner drive to be able to connect our Kadosh Baruch Hu using our Yetzer Hara, using our Yetzer Tov, and every single mitzvah will be able to bring us to that Shemus that we want when we're able to fulfill the Torah in its entirety, something we're not able to do today. And this is what we yearn for at this time.